This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. That's Skype username lrn.fm. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. You connect to that room. We'll notice you there. We'll join you. And then you'll get on the air with us and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
So starting out with a little bit of international news, and then both of you guys happen to bring in stories about healthcare costs. So we'll get into that. I'm not sure what the news is. But over in Madrid, there's been a situation apparently developing throughout the recent days where the taxi drivers are on a major strike against Uber and other ride-sharing services. And when I'm talking major, I'm talking about, you've heard about protesters blocking the streets before. Well, that's what's happening in Madrid, Johnson. You can see the photo here in Barcelona, apparently, Madrid, actually, where they are just, it's all cabbies, just completely occupying every lane of the street, basically parked on main drags in the city.
I've never seen so many people in Priuses upset since the, the great straw war of San Francisco.
AFP reporting taxi drivers in Madrid went on strike this weekend in solidarity with Barcelona cabbies protesting against so-called unfair competition from Uber and a company called Cabify, which I presume is another ride-sharing company. The Federation of Madrid Taxis claimed all 15,000 of their drivers in the capital had joined the movement and that it would spread to other cities. Quote, all taxis.
Once you have a business that now incentivizes employees to protest, I think that the value of a protest really deteriorates. Right?
Well, I mean, this is the union, I presume, that is the 15,000 strong, the Federation of Madrid Taxis.
Sure.
It sounds like a taxi union.
But do you see how the business, the taxi cab company that owns the medallions or runs the taxi cabs or whatever it is, benefits from this too? If the Uber, if the taxi cab drivers are able to somehow run Uber out of this town, then do they benefit
or not?
How would
they run Uber? I mean, besides blocking the streets.
Did they do it in Austin?
In Austin, the reason why Uber left was because the government regulated them out of town. They're back now.
Okay. Do you think the taxi cab drivers are protesting? Don't you
think they may get what they want.
Don't you think they're protesting for just that, for the government to run Uber and Lyft out of?
Yeah, I suspect they would love to see that happen.
Okay.
But one thing's for sure, if they're not driving, then the Uber and Lyft people are making a bunch of money driving everybody else around.
Not if the streets are clogged.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Besides clogging some streets, and maybe there's quite a few streets that are being clogged. I don't know.
Okay. So, could this be a large company of taxi, a large taxi cab company or two that is paying employees a pittance in order to, strike so that we can all make more money later?
I don't know.
I mean, it's speculation, but it's not unlikely here, because you now have a bunch of big, powerful, moneyed groups, taxi cab companies and taxi cab drivers unions, that benefit from a particular action, and then they can get their stoolies, their stooges to do their job for them, which is the employees, because a taxi cab driver union is just a few people. That's just basically a company.
15,000 of them in this case.
No, I'm not talking.
You mean the operators of the union?
I'm talking about the top dogs. They can't do anything to stop traffic, nor can the taxi cab company. Mm-hmm. But the taxi cab drivers can.
Sure.
So they give a little bit of money. In some way or another, they compensate the taxi cab drivers to shut down the whole town. We'll bring this town to its knees. And then they get what they want, and prices for people getting around go up, and poor people suffer.
So according to this story, again, this was published, I think, a couple days ago, so there, I believe there's an update to the story, but just to give you the basics, Federation Secretary Santiago Vincente told AFP, quote, all taxis have spontaneously and progressively stopped work. Well, do you really? Is it really spontaneous if it was a centrally organized protest? But regardless, they claim
that's what they want. That's what they're trying to get across to you. Is this is spontaneous? This is ground grassroots. Mm-hmm. The taxi cab drivers just can't put up with this anymore. We're not paying the money so they can continue to survive.
Also, have you ever noticed
they do our dirty work for us?
Have you ever noticed how frequently things that happen spontaneously also happen progressively?
So they say they're paralyzing services in the capital, the airport, and around bus and railway stations. So they are definitely targeting high-traffic, cabby kind of areas.
They are taxi cab drivers. Yep. They understand where the rides are.
Yep. The main problem, says the Federation Secretary, is the proliferation of VTC licenses. He says there are more and more of them, thousands, and it's unfair competition.
What is a VTC license?
The Federation called on the authorities to enforce legislation under which there should be 30 traditional taxis for every VTC. Today, there are only 5 for every VTC. So the VTC sounds like the kind of license that they're granting to Uber drivers.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
So, and they're complaining because there are 5 taxi cabs for every
for
one
every
Uber
VTC.
Driver?
Yep, they want a 3-to-1 ratio.
You guys can't compete nope. with an 80% market share. You suck at your jobs.
Yeah.
You have economic problems, not rider problems.
Well, these people have been, like in the United States, when the taxi cab companies were fighting Uber, and they still are, I'm sure, in some cities.
Yeah.
But these people are used to a high level of protection from the government.
Absolutely.
And now you've got these upstarts coming in. They're lobbying the government, too. You know, Uber's got some money to throw at lawyers and to throw at politicians. They're lobbying the government. They're getting special regulations created just for them. And it's not good enough. It's not good enough. Well, we'll allow you to have your Uber license, your VTC, but you need to have a 30-to-1 ratio. We're not okay with this 5-to-1 ratio. I mean, this is crazy.
It is just that. It is absolutely insane. This kind of protectionism is... To think that people think that this is some kind of right... It's just amazing.
A right to the business.
A right to drive somebody out of business because you work for a particular company. It's disgusting.
Right. And, I mean, imagine if they do go through with this, if the city of Barcelona or Madrid or whoever it is that's under pressure here, because it's happening in a couple different places at least, if they do decide, all right, okay, we'll cut it back down to 30-to-1 ratio, then they have to pull people's livelihoods away from them.
Yeah.
Then they would have to go after all those other VTC licenses, randomly or whatever, pull them away from these people who've been providing folks with transportation services.
Also, we noted when we were in, I think it was Las Vegas, you and I were in Las Vegas, we were picked up at the airport by a taxi cab.
I was never in Vegas.
We were somewhere, maybe it was Austin, you help me out here.
Yeah.
We were a taxi cab driver picked us up with under Uber or Lyft. They were using the software and they are, basically we're moonlighting.
Huh. I don't remember.
You don't remember that?
No.
So basically it was a taxi cab that was doing Uber and Lyft.
Because he was leasing the cab.
Some situation like that, yeah.
So, taxi drivers.
Taxi cab, basically, a taxi cab driver, I mean, if you're not getting as many calls, a taxi cab driver's life is sitting around.
Waiting.
Yeah. I did this for a living between radio gigs at one point. And note one thing in the article they don't say is the clean-cut, sober drivers that we have at the taxi company, right? I mean, the idea that taxi cabs are somehow providing you a better service than Uber is... frankly, laughable. No one wants to talk about consumer protection here.
Right. I mean, because a lot of people will tell you the reason why they go with the ride-sharing service is because when they try calling the cab companies, it's a 2-hour wait.
Yeah.
Or they don't even come.
Right. They say they're going to come and they don't show up.
Or they don't answer the phone.
That happened to me in freezing weather with a wrecked car on the side of the road here in New Hampshire back in 2007.
Before Uber.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they don't have Uber in this. We live
they
out
do now.
In boondocks.
They have Uber now.
Okay.
There's Uber in Keene.
In Keene?
Yep.
Amazing.
I saw the driver the other day. I think there's only one. Anyway, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, and like Keene, I knew who the guy was when he passed by. 855-450-3733. We got more on this taxi cab strike coming up.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll free right here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Zencash is a cryptocurrency, one with some of the best privacy features you can find out there, like zero-knowledge anonymity built right in from the beginning of Zencash. You can choose to send it without the privacy if you want. That's up to you. Over at Zencash.com is where you can go to learn more about Zencash and their brand-new supernodes that they've just started up, which will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure.
Don't forget the financial benefit to the people who set up supernodes and secure nodes.
That's correct. I'm not sure exactly what that benefit is, but it's some amount of Zen that comes
10% of the block reward.
Cool. Is that for the supernodes?
10% for the supernodes, 10% for the secure nodes.
I see. Okay. Thanks for the info there. 13,000 secure nodes, in fact, make up the Zencash network, which makes them one of the strongest networks on the planet as far as cryptocurrencies. And when I say one of the, I mean like top three. They're up there tied with, I think, Ethereum. This sort of a neck-and-neck conflict between those two. And there are actually far more secure nodes on Zencash than there are nodes in the Bitcoin system. So go learn more over at Zencash.com. Plus, it was founded by voluntarists, people who actually believe in liberty and understand economics. So really, they've got all the check marks you want to look for when you're looking at a cryptocurrency to invest in. Zencash.com. Go decide for yourself there. As we continue with the story from the AFP over the weekend. And taxi cab drivers across, apparently it's not just Madrid and Barcelona, but it is now a nationwide strike where taxi cab drivers are occupying the streets in front of bus stations, nearby airports, and around railway stations, and in the heart of the capital. They are just occupying the streets so nobody can drive down them. And they're complaining about the Uber and other ride-sharing companies having what they call VTC, Tourism Vehicle with Chauffeur Licenses. There are apparently allowed to be 5 taxis for every 1 VTC license, but that's not good enough for the taxis. That level of protectionism, that level of favorability towards them being granted by the government is not good enough. They want it to be 30 taxis for 1 VTC license, they're occupying the streets over it.
And let's not forget that this is the same country that sent out an army of Darth Vaders to kick little old ladies in the head.
That's right.
Down in
Catalonia
for voting in a secession election.
Correct.
Just for voting. They won't send out the same army of Darth Vaders to go pull a few of these taxi cab drivers and throw them in jail.
It doesn't seem like it because they're
blocking
setting up
a
tents.
Public way.
They're setting up tents. There's an update on the story that they're actually literally camping in the streets now, so it's turned into a complete
occupation. The roads don't belong to taxi cab
drivers.
They
wouldn't have to throw them in jail. They just have to go out there and collect their medallions. You've lost your license. This is illegal. Goodbye.
That would probably be a faster way to do it rather than trying to incarcerate people. Basically, if your medallion's in place, then then the company suffers. Presuming they have medallions.
Some kind of license.
You could just tell the company at that point, we're going to pull your medallions if these cabs aren't removed from the streets.
The company wouldn't know necessarily who was violating the rule and who wasn't. There could be a taxi cab driver.
Well, you would tell them, we're going to go out and collect the medallions.
You know who's violating the rule? They all have numbers on the cabs.
And you aren't going to get your medallions back, so you better figure it out.
I think it'd be better. It's all of them. They're saying it's all 15,000 of the cabbies in
Madrid.
That
may be the case. But if you send Darth Vader out and he just goes and starts collecting people's licenses, then you don't have to run every taxi cab company out of business. You just have to make examples of something like 0.1% of them.
Oh, too easy.
Taxi drivers cut across
I've
central.
I've altered the deal. Pray I don't alter it further.
Taxi drivers cut access to central Barcelona Friday after the Spanish government appealed a ruling approved by Barcelona authorities that limited the number of licenses for Uber-style services. Quote, today everything is blocked in Barcelona, the airport, stations, etc., said the head of taxis companies, Luis López. He says, we will not move all night. All day tomorrow, until there's a solution, he warned. Violence erupted in Barcelona, where the strike began Wednesday. Drivers threw stones at the vehicles of Uber-style licensed private chauffeurs.
Now we're talking about deadly missile charges.
Yeah. This isn't the only place where Uber drivers have been attacked.
This is what happens when you take away people's right to bear arms.
Some ended up with flat tires as a result. The attacks prompted Uber and Cabify to suspend their services in Barcelona for as long as the taxi strike lasts. So I guess, wow, I figured they'd be raking in the dough. They'd have, like, you know, with all the demand pent up now with no taxi services, I'd figured that Uber would be going, you know, of course, like, their policy is you can't arm yourself, Uber, so...
Right. Uber's a bunch of progressives,
just
too.
Just pulling out.
Well, I mean, what do you do in this circumstance? Many Uber drivers just carry anyway.
Mm.
But many taxi cab drivers do, too.
The tax prompted, Un Auto, who represents Uber and Cabify Saturday, urged Spanish government to take back control of the streets, saying violent taxi drivers were trying to defend a monopoly. The authorities called for calm on Saturday, and representatives from each side would be meeting this week to find a solution. Well, guess what? They tried something on Monday. Here's an update from ElPais.com. Hundreds of taxi drivers today blocked, so this was Tuesday, this was written today, blocked one of Madrid's main thoroughfares, Paseo de la Castellana, in an ongoing protest against what they view as an unfair competition from Uber following an unsuccessful meeting.
I wish they'd say what was unfair about Uber's competition.
The fact that they have to have they can only have five cabbies to one Uber. They want 30 to one.
But that wouldn't be a problem if Uber was a worse product than what the cab drivers are
offering. They're admitting tacitly that Uber's a better product.
The cab drivers are willing to throw deadly missiles at people in order to protect their terrible product.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know what else to tell people. This is really bad economics.
So apparently,
this is what happens when you let the public decide on economic policy.
So apparently,
the representatives
there was a meeting yesterday. We'll tell you about that, and it didn't go well. But first, Chris is on the line in Evansville, Indiana. And Chris, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WGBF.
Hey, I'm not calling about what y'all are talking about.
That's all right.
It's fine.
I listen to you a lot, and
the
girl on there that does the tax thing.
Yeah, Melanie. She's our Monday night co-host.
Melanie. I just wanted to know how I can get a hold of Melanie. I could really use her help.
Tax.freetalklive.com. So that's our website.
Oh, that's right.
Forward you right over to her. Tax.freetalklive.com. Was that all you were calling for? Was a recommendation, or did you have something else you wanted to say tonight?
You know what? I call you guys every once in a while, but really tonight that's all I needed.
All right,
no problem.
Hey, thanks for the call.
I appreciate it.
Hey, yes, sir. Hey. Let's talk to Milton in Saratoga, New York, listening online via the TuneIn app. Hello, Milton.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
So, okay, so two things. First of all, speaking of economics, happy birthday, Milton Friedman.
Is it today his birthday?
Yeah, today's his birthday. He would have been 106.
Okay.
And then the second thing is about one of Daryl's opponents.
Hold that thought. You're real quiet, so you're getting drowned out. So stand by. We'll bring you back here in a moment, see if we can fix the levels behind the scenes.
July 31st, 1912.
We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever you want. More on the taxi cab, apparently, fights going on in the streets of Spain. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to join us, it's Free Talk Live.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
USA Radio News.
Investigators gave an update today on the search for Molly Tibbetts, but provided very little information. Iowa Department of Public Safety spokesman Kevin Winkler says everything is being done to help find Molly.
As leads continue to come in, they are constantly evaluated, prioritized, and followed up on. Missing person cases can be some of the most difficult and demanding investigations. We've appreciated the assistance from many local, state, and federal agencies, along with the assistance from the public that have provided every resource they can.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's first trial in the Russia probe formally opened today, where six men and six women were chosen to help decide the fate of former Donald Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Manafort is being charged on 18 counts of banking and tax violations. And finally, the Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for today showed that 48% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. You can dial in toll free. You can bring up what you want and take control of the airwaves. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. A lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. Maybe you did too, or maybe you're new to Tom Woods. Either way, you should know he's a best-selling author from the New York Times bestseller list, has written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. And since September of 2013, Tom's been putting out his own show, The Tom Woods Show, every single weekday, which means he's racked up approximately 1,200 episodes so far. Great guests like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more. Topics including war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. You can find The Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. More on the way coming up. We'll talk about the health care costs, both current and what might be coming in the future. You guys both have stories related to healthcare tonight, but first we'll finish up the taxi cab strike and occupation going on in the streets of Madrid and Barcelona and elsewhere in Spain right now. As we continue, though, first with your calls, Milton is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Sorry, Milton, go ahead with what you were calling about.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear now. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Okay, so I was going to talk about one of Daryl's opponents in the Libertarian primary, Austin Peterson. So
Daryl Perry is our co-host here. He's not on tonight, but he was a libertarian candidate for president in the year 2016. And this Austin Peterson guy is a former Republican who I guess has now rejoined the Republican Party after also failing at his bid to get that nomination. Okay, what about him?
So he's running for the Senate right now. He's running in Missouri.
As a Republican, right?
As a Republican.
Okay.
Yeah. And he apparently, because next Tuesday, a week from today, they're going to have the primary there. And he's in a contentious primary with the Republican Attorney General, Josh Hawley, who's pretty much just like a demonstrous politician. He's like the worst type of politician. I guess he just got banned. He got a temporary ban from Twitter a week before the election. And I guess the reason why was because he made a Stalin joke.
Who got banned?
Austin Twitter? Peterson.
Okay.
For a Stalin
joke?
Because
he posted a GIF of Joseph Stalin, and I guess that got him banned.
Okay. And I'm supposed to care?
Well, I care. I'd rather have a better candidate than a worse one.
I'm not in Missouri, and I don't know which one's better or worse.
Well, many of listeners aren't in Keene, but we talk about elections there.
Not really. Only if Daryl is running or something like that, if one of our guys is actually in it. But, yeah, I'm not really sure if I know which one of these characters is worse. They're both Republicans. I don't know if Austin...
Their party affiliation doesn't really matter, does it? I mean, it really matters how libertarian they are, doesn't it?
Well, if they're Republicans, probably not very
that's
libertarian.
That's the yardstick you use here in New Hampshire.
Ron Paul actually was a libertarian who ran for the Libertarian Party's nomination for president in 1988. And Ron Paul actually has principles, whereas this Austin guy you're talking about, he's noteworthy only because he came out and said the Libertarian Party should get rid of their principle. So the Libertarian Party, for those who are not familiar, because it is a small party, it's one of the larger third parties, but it's still just a third party in the national scene. They have what's called their principle, that a statement of principle or whatever that they members have to sign in order to become a member of the Libertarian Party. It's essentially a paraphrasing of the non-aggression principle, which says I do not support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. That was one of the things that set the libertarians apart, and technically still does, from these other political parties that don't have any kind of principle that you have to sign when you join. This guy, Austin Peterson, who you're talking about tonight, he's come out against that principle. He wants the Libertarian Party
he came out
to
against
get rid of it.
The Libertarian Party forcing people to sign it to be in the Libertarian Party. It's different
that
than
that means
up.
You're against the principle.
Doesn't
okay?
mean that.
If you want to take it away from the political party that's had that at its forefront for 40 years, you are an active person trying to destroy the Libertarian Party. So consider me unconcerned about whatever it is that happens to this guy. He's a piece of trash as far as I'm concerned. But I will
say, Austin Peterson made Libertarian mad.
I've never even met the guy. I don't really. To me, the Libertarian Party has been long gone for a long time, Mark, since 2008 when I resigned from the Libertarian Party publicly and got rid of my life membership at that time. That was long before. I think Austin Peterson was probably wearing diapers at that time. Or close to it. But regardless, the issue here, of course, is Twitter censoring. And I will comment on that, which is to say that, well, if you don't like Twitter censoring, there are other platforms that you can use. In fact, somebody brought to my attention one called Mastodon recently. I don't know if you're familiar with the Mastodon, Johnson, but you're one of your bosses over at Think Penguin.
Austin Peterson is older than you.
Whatever. One of your bosses over at Think Penguin had set up a Mastodon server, which is essentially kind of like a decentralized Twitter. So anybody can run the Mastodon server software on their own server and essentially have whatever rules they want to for their instance of that. And then it can federate together with other Mastodon servers around the globe. So even though you post on server A, that may still mean that your posts can be seen on servers C, B, D, and whichever other ones are out there. So it's a more decentralized method. It's not perfect. Apparently, the Mastodon programmers live in France and Germany, and so on their server they won't let anybody post any hate speech or whatever. So there are still rules on some of the Mastodon servers, but instead of it just being this one monolithic corporation deciding what is going to go and what's going to stay, at least now you have different groups who are running the servers who get to decide what goes and what stays. So I would recommend to anybody who's complaining about Twitter to just go ahead and use a different platform. Your thoughts, Milton?
Yeah, I was just trying to get your thoughts. So I wasn't sure if you had heard about it or what you were thinking, since you know he was Daryl's opponent, and you guys know Daryl pretty well.
I couldn't tell you what the other opponents of Daryl are doing today either, except for John McAfee, who is pretty awesome.
In my opinion, I will take any candidate who is more pro-liberty than the other candidate. So in a primary where, you know, somebody takes the non-aggression principle and comes out 50% versus a candidate who comes out 80%, yeah, I support the candidate who comes out at 80%. And I would suspect Austin Peterson probably comes at 80% or higher.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I think that Austin Peterson is probably very likely a much better candidate than whoever is running.
Could be.
But
I have no idea.
I
don't care.
It's hard for Ian to get past being libertarian mad at somebody. And he did about the worst thing you could do to Ian, which was say, hi, I don't like the non-aggression principle. And
yeah, because that means you're not a libertarian, so I really don't care about what you do. Unless you're coming in trying to, attack people who do care about the non-aggression principle. So it's one thing if you're just
exactly what he did.
Right. If it's one thing if you're just a Republican over there doing your Republican thing and saying you don't believe in peace and you don't believe in non-aggression, okay, well, that's what we expect out of Republicans and Democrats. But if you're coming into the Libertarian Party and trying to get rid of it, I would be pretty upset if they did that here in New Hampshire.
There's nothing new about the small government versus radical party, radical caucus conversation going on within the Libertarian Party. It's not like Austin Peterson rolled in and said, hey, you know what, we could make the party more viable by getting rid of the non-aggression principle. This conversation
He's just the latest advocate of that particular position.
One of the many, many advocates.
But people pay attention to this guy for some reason, and I'm not sure
he's
what it is.
He's a good marketer.
Thanks for the call tonight, Milton. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. You mean he's good at marketing himself?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what good is he to the liberty movement if he's marketing against the non-aggression principle? That is a saboteur. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number.
He's not in the Libertarian Party. I get his emails all the time. He's for the small government.
He was in the Libertarian Party, and he advocated against the non-aggression principle. He is a problem. There's more coming up here in moments. You can bring up whatever you want. If you believe in peace, I mean, if you believe in violence and aggression, then you should support this guy. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2. Get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, the Skype username is LRN.FM here in the studio tonight. Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can enjoy the Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. There are people in our chat rooms right now talking about a variety of different subjects. They're there 24 hours a day. Somebody is there doing something, sometimes posting offensive, not safe for work things. We do have not safe for work channels on there. And so go and check it out over at discord.lrn.fm, and you can get interactive there. And it's also another way you can call into the show, the very top chat room, because there's voice chat and then there's text chat rooms. The top voice chat room in the server is our Discord on-air call-in line room. So you're welcome to use that. Maybe you want to talk about the taxi cab strike that is going on in and across Spain, according to El País. The latest news is that they had a meeting. The strike began late last week and continued. I think it started in Barcelona and then it sparked off on Saturday. So it started last week in Barcelona and then started in Madrid on Saturday of this weekend. Talks began apparently in a four-hour meeting on Monday. Taxi representatives said they're not satisfied with the government's offer to transfer powers over licensing to regional governments, and said this would simply extend the problem to 17 regions rather than fix it. So the government sounds like they want to decentralize control over the taxi cab and taxi ride sharing industries, and the taxi companies say, no, we'd prefer you go ahead and keep the central power and control because we've been benefiting for all these decades from it. We wouldn't like that to change.
People in cartels like their cartels and like their power centralized because it's easier to control things. That's why I believe that Washington, D.C. will never divest itself of power and that federalism has failed.
Spanish authorities this week launched a series of meetings in a bid to end the ongoing strikes in Barcelona, Madrid, and other cities over so-called unfair competition from the ride-hailing services like Uber or Cabify. Thousands of passengers and tourists have felt the effects of the strikes, which come in the middle of peak tourist season in Spain. Taxi representatives said they hope for a better proposal when they go back to the Public Works Ministry to resume talks. After that, it will be up to the taxi sector assemblies to decide whether the ongoing nationwide strikes are called off or not. And according to El País, in a story updated this afternoon, hundreds of drivers blocked one of the main thoroughfares in Madrid in an ongoing protest, including camping. They've got their tents that they're breaking out in the streets following an unsuccessful meeting between taxi representatives and government officials yesterday. They decided to maintain their nationwide stoppages. Last night, dozens of drivers in Madrid decided to camp out. And on Tuesday morning, there was only one free lane going each direction on the Paseo de la Castellana, as well as the bus lane. The street protest mirrors similar demonstrations in Barcelona, where around 1,500 drivers have spent four straight nights in tents on the Gran Via and Paseo de Gracia parkways. The action comes during peak tourist season. Quote, "We're not budging from here until this week's meetings are over. They have to see that we're still on the streets and that the pressure's going to keep up. This sector is not going home with a piece of candy," said Luis Lopez, spokesperson for the National Taxi Association. On Monday, taxi drivers were unconvinced.
If they got a piece of candy, it'd be one thing too many.
On Monday, taxi drivers were unconvinced by the so-called insufficient and vague measures proposed by the Public Works Ministry to limit the number of operating licenses that may be awarded to the ride-hailing services. These companies operate under VTC permits. The chauffeured rental vehicle is what that stands for. And the taxi sector wants to enforce the legislation that says that may only be one VTC awarded for every 30 licenses. Right now, it's one for five. On Tuesday, and that's today, State Secretary for Infrastructure, Transportation, and Housing, Pedro Saura, will meet with the VTC associations to hear their demands. On Wednesday, there's a scheduled meeting of the National Transportation Conference, which will also address the escalating confrontation, which, as we described earlier in the hour, involves people throwing rocks, taxi drivers specifically, throwing things at the poor, innocent Uber drivers.
And their passengers.
Right. Eduardo Martin, president of UnAuto, the association that represents VTC companies, described the taxi driver's attitude as, quote, extortion, and says they're doing this because they, quote, don't want competition.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
UnAuto has also reported acts of violence against drivers of ride-hailing companies and damage to their vehicles. The simmering conflict between taxi drivers and ride-hailing services blew up last week in Barcelona, where the mayor attempted to set limits on VTC operations.
So Barcelona, that is in Catalonia,
that's
right?
That's in Catalonia.
Yeah,
correct.
See, this is one of the reasons it's difficult for me to get really excited about Catalonia's independence.
Because they're socialists.
They really are just a troop of pinkos.
Yep, that's true. But everybody should be able to have secession if that's what they want.
It's true. I mean, let the Pinkos go over there and play by themselves. The funniest thing about it is that they're socialists, but they don't want to share their money with the rest of Spain. So it's like, yeah, we want socialism for us who are wealthier in Catalonia.
That's right.
This is it's the kind of populist movement that will work because
it almost did.
Yeah, well, it's not over yet. The fat ladies has not yet sung.
The mayor's initiative would have forced VTC drivers to obtain a second license, and these new permits would have reduced the number of VTC vehicles in the Barcelona metropolitan area to 400, down from the current 1,035. So that's how they were going to do it. Because that was my question earlier, was are they just going to go in and randomly decide to pull these VTC licenses from these individuals who are trying to make money to feed their families? That's not going to look good if they do that.
Yes, they are.
Well, no, the way they're doing it is they're creating a second license. So, okay. You have this first VTC license. Now you need to get this other one. So if you want to keep operating, you just jump through these extra hoops, which we know that some of you won't be able to jump through, and that's how we're going to get rid of you. But the National Markets and Competition Commission, or the CNMC, challenged the decision, and Catalonia's regional high court placed the regulations on hold on the basis that they were encroaching on powers that legally fall to the Spanish state. So this is actually an argument in favor of Catalonia's secession here. You've got the national Spanish government coming in, stopping this restriction against the Ubers. And so now, because the national government's saying, you can't do that, now the taxi cab guys are angry and they're occupying the streets.
Yeah, it's really, really, really hard for me to advocate for your autonomy so that you can be more tyrannical to people.
That's basically what it's what it's all about. There are currently 9,366 VTC vehicles and 65,000 taxi cabs operating in Spain, representing a 1-7 ratio, and this is a much higher than the 1-30 ratio established by a 2015 decree on transportation. There are a further 10,000 BTC licenses slowly going onto the market that were issued between 2009 and 2013. So it's this is ongoing. You've got people literally camped out in the streets, photos of entire streets just full of the same color taxi cab.
Priuses.
Yeah. It's crazy. And I feel bad for anybody trying to get around. I mean, it would be interesting to talk to the people of the city and ask them, what are you doing? You know, because the earlier story said Uber had pulled out of the city because their drivers are being attacked. So somebody's getting to work somehow. Is it all jitney cabs that are in operation right now? For listeners that aren't familiar, the jitney cab is the unlicensed taxi.
Maybe they're all using Cell 411.
I think we would have heard about that because we know the guy who programs that. But
so if these taxis are all there, I'm just wondering, they're all Priuses, you said?
They look like it.
So I'm wondering if you could just wire up all their batteries, right, in series and then connect them all in a loop, and then they'd all catch fire simultaneously.
Well, it'd take a lot of wiring. And
yeah, you'd have to pop all those trunks somehow.
Yeah, that's true.
Not going to happen.
But it's an interesting situation that is pretty outrageous. And if you're over in Spain and you want to kind of, I don't know, if you speak English and you want to relay to us what it's like in the streets, how are people getting around? Is it all via public transportation? They said that on this one busy street, one of the main drags in Madrid, that they have occupied all but one lane. So it sounds like they are allowing some traffic to go through. Maybe that's how they're avoiding getting arrested or something like that. But still, if you did this in the United States, you'd get arrested for disorderly conduct.
Yeah, you'd have to worry about
presumably.
If you let just one lane go, in all likelihood in the United States, you'd deal with the police. If you block the entire traffic, somebody's going to run you over.
Yeah, so apparently things are going slow, but ultimately there's some sort of flow. But ultimately, how are people getting from, you know, to and from work who don't have their own car? I mean, are the city buses just loaded to the gills with riders? I would be curious to know more about it. We'll try to keep our eyes on the story. If you see any developments that that we don't mention, feel free to jump in here and share them with us. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Coming up, Johnson, you've got a story about healthcare costs today. Mm-hmm. And how out of control they are, I presume.
Yeah, that's right.
And then, Mark, you've got a story about what healthcare costs might be like if the government went to a one-size-fits-all or one provider sold, what is it, universal healthcare.
Yeah.
There's some new terminology for it, Medicare for All. Is that
Medicare
what they're using
all,
now?
It's not particularly new, but yes.
The first time I've heard of it was yesterday.
Everybody gets healthcare.
Yeah. So we'll hear from Bernie maybe as well. 855-453, hour two next, 855-450-3733. It'll be crappy healthcare, but you'll get it. Eventually.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.